Arriving in our seat for meditation. We lift up the heart. We bring the upper body into a bright wakefulness. Bringing the lower body into a soft, grounded, rooted stability. Allowing the shoulders to soften, the chin and jaw to soften and drop slightly in and back. Allowing the breath to broaden into the body, especially back through the base of the skull and the neck, softening the chin down and lifting through the crown of the head without pulling upward. A sense that we kind of lift the heart as a gesture of openness, but then turn in or down the eyes as a gesture of inwardness. And these two energies balance in the body. Our practice in this life of relationship and action, looking outward, connecting with the world, engaged, curious, responsive. When engagement collapses, often the shoulders and chest also collapse. As engagement or activity brightens with ease, the shoulders can relax and open. The heart space brighten. And sitting in meditation, we cultivate not only the recognition of our openness, but also the profound gesture or act of turning inward, turning our attention away from the dramas of relationship and the external world for a moment to connect with the felt experience of ourself, the inner ecosystem of thoughts and feelings and sensation, comfort and discomfort, focus and distraction, pleasurable emotion, unpleasant emotion, confusion, clarity. This whole inward realm we turn in to connect with. And brighten our awareness of, as we settle into something like stillness. To find this inwardness, this stillness, takes a kind of strength of mind or heart, because the pull of distraction and the story that we tell ourselves that's built in grasping and fearing the world, confusion, ambition, doubt, that story is so strong and reinforced so much of our day, that to set it aside for a moment and turn inward can feel like wrestling with an angel or a demon. We strengthen the heart for this subtle but but challenging task of turning inward to find the still point in ourselves that knows peace and ease and clarity, brightness. And the primary activity of that strengthening is learning to focus and relax. You really balance the two qualities. Relax the body and then gather the attention into the center of the body. Feel the movement of breath. Connect with breath with your attention and keep attention there as long as you can. But without strain, without contracting or tensing or trying to hold on to the breath. But just relaxing there. Letting go, if we can, of the desire, the subtle desire to be anywhere else other than resting in stillness with the breathing body. Our basic practice with the breath, to feel the rise and fall of the breath through the body, either in one part of the body or through the whole body. And to learn to allow that experience of breathing to be the center or the entirety of our attentional field. To focus only on that in a relaxed and easy way. So that after even just a few breaths, we get a taste of the peace and settledness that's possible when the heart has what it needs in this moment to relax and rest. Feeling the inhale and then the exhale. So your awareness rests with the breath rising and falling, which means the body pulsing, oscillating. Any pleasure or ease we can discern or connect with in the body, allowing that to be clear, to really know what feels good about the body breathing. Resting in stillness, relaxing. Really recognize what feels good. And then the invitation for that easeful or peaceful or pleasurable feeling, again, without effort, to open through the whole body, to spread through the whole body. We'll sit in silence together. Practice in this way, if it resonates with you, or using any silent practice that you cultivate. Riding the rising, falling breath, gathering attention, resisting the pull of distraction, and connecting with the pleasure that's here. When the mind is settled for even a few moments. As you sit, staying comfortable, adjusting posture as needed, and then resettling into stillness.